This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There has been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan with planning to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates, and the identities of the alleged victims have not been released thus far. The COVID-19 curve in the U.S. is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks alone. And they now saying that the confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In all but two states, that's Maine and South Dakota, reporting the case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. The death toll climbed to 72 from rioting in South Africa on Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during the looting of stores as police and the military fired stun grenades and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set off by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News. The death toll from a fire that swept through a hospital coronavirus ward climbed to 92 on Tuesday, Iraq's state news agency reported, as anguished relatives buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the country's second such disaster in less than 3 months. Health officials said more of the others were injured in the blaze that erupted Monday at the Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in Nasiriyah. The tragedy casts a spotlight on what many have decried as a widespread negligence and mismanagement in Iraq's hospitals after decades of war and sanctions. Australia's largest city will remain in lockdown for at least another 2 weeks, due to the continuing spread of COVID-19. Sydney's 5 million people will remain locked down until at least July 30th. That's 2 weeks longer than planned. Now, South Wales says that this will occur soon. Extension came after 97 new infections were reported on Wednesday alone, and within a 24-hour period that includes 24 who had been infectious in the community. The president of Guatemala has banned most protests for 2 weeks, arguing that they have been spreading the coronavirus. And the president, Alejandro Giammattei's cabinet, approved the decree Tuesday, and it will go into effect this Wednesday. Protesters have demanded the resignation in recent weeks, saying the government mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and botched efforts to get vaccines. There have also been seen some shipments of Russia's Sputnik vaccine, although Guatemala paid half up front. It is the latest of more than a dozen acts Giammattei has issued to temporarily limit constitutional rights. Thousands of demonstrators in Brazil marched in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro Tuesday, demanding that President Jair Bolsonaro resign over corruption charges and what they say is mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protesters held banners and placards with the words corruption and genocide written on them as they rallied in downtown Sao Paulo, and small clashes broke out between police and some demonstrators looking out to tear gas being fired to disperse the crowd. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.